Welcome to the Authority of Love. I'm Greg Williams. I'm here today again on a great Family Foundation Friday with David Walls, Executive Director of the Family Foundation. Welcome, David, once again.
Greg, good to be with you.
We say that every week, though. I guess that's a good thing, right?
Yeah,
we could go, am I here again? Yeah. So right now, that's good. We want to give you an update on a couple of things we talked about last week, but keep our focus because tomorrow is this 1-year anniversary of the overturn of Roe v. Wade. And that is a praise the Lord, give thanks in all things kind of thing. And so we want to touch on that and some of the things that are going on with that. So before we do that, remember, you can get more information about these podcasts at WJMM.com. If you're listening right now on WJMM 99.1 FM, Central Kentucky Christian Radio, thank you. But you can also look up the podcast. Click on the podcast tab, then the Love and Lordship links, and you'll get today and the previous 2 days podcast or messages. You can find more at loveandlordship.com. That's our ministry website, loveandlordship.com. Spell it all out, put it together, and you can find numerous videos and podcasts and articles with scripture linked in all the articles. So test us. Test it against the word. See if we're staying faithful to that and what we are saying. And with that, David, I'm going to start with this. Give us an update on what we talked about last week with the SB 150 quote unquote guidance.
Yeah, you know, there continues to be a lot of discussion, Greg, about this in the media, but you know, more than that, just a lot of continued concern from our from our supporters and advocates across the state. You know, we have had continue to encourage folks to go to our website at kentuckyfamily.org/takeaction, or just click on our take action page on our homepage. To send a message to the governor, to the KDE, to Commissioner Glass, to follow the law on SB 150. We've had almost 20,000 messages that have been sent. And just to quickly remind folks, this has to do about this absurd guidance that the KDE has put out that essentially is trying to rewrite and encourage schools to not follow some of the important provisions and protections for kids as it relates to topics of sex education, as it relates to topics of promoting the LGBT gender ideology. The important provisions in this law are designed to work in coordination with one another, and the legislature did not give an either-or proposition to school districts, as this guidance says. All of the important provisions of SB 150 need to be followed, and a lot of continued discussion, and we're continuing to advocate that that guidance be rescinded so that schools will be prepared to follow the law that protects parents and protects their kids in this upcoming school year.
Excellent, excellent. And two things on that, David. First of all, last week we called that lawlessness, because basically it's manipulation and deception of what is taking place to basically subvert and flip the law. And say it's not doing what it's supposed to do.
Right.
And so that is lawlessness. Second thing, I did the take action, and I got a thing back. I got an email back. Have you heard this already?
Yes.
From the State Board of Education saying, that's not to us. We're going to forward it. I don't know if they will forward it or not onto the department. So I don't know how we delineate that, but we might, you know, you've heard it, I'm sure, but I wanted to make sure. Don't stop taking action for that reason, though, because it's still, the message is being heard. Thank you for that, right?
It is.
So. Now, it is Life Month. June is now Life Month. Of course, every day and every month is Life Month for us as believers. But June in particular, because tomorrow, as I mentioned in the intro, is the 1-year anniversary of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And David, I know last week we mentioned a little bit about, maybe this will launch us, Choose Life license plate. Tell our listeners once again a little bit more about what that does and who gets the proceeds from that.
Yeah, so the Choose Life license plates here in Kentucky, as you and I talked about last week, you know, you can sign up. You can get more information. We've got a Choose Life page on our website at kentuckyfamily.org. Find out more information. But effectively, you pay $10 more than the normal license plate, and those dollars are then allocated to the pregnancy resource centers across the state. And there are close to 50, if not more so, if you count some of the centers that may have more than one location now. And these are pro-life ministries that help abortion-minded women, that help promote adoption, and really provide just a tremendous amount of resources. I know a lot of the centers have had the privilege to get to go visit a lot of the centers and visit with a number of the directors, and those that are involved just have a heart for ministry, a heart to meet the needs of women and families, counseling.
The women and the babies.
Always have some of them have programs and always want to minister to the fathers as well. And so just such an important ministry. And what an important time and moment to say, hey, I'll also plug, and we just do this again because we just want to equip and be a resource to the pro-life movement and community here in Kentucky. If you go to our website, we have a pregnancy center page where we have a map that shows kind of where all the centers are by county, and then with their contact information and their website, encourage folks to go to that page and find the center that's nearest to you. If the Lord leads you to support them financially or to get involved or donate, they're needing. I'll just show you, Greg, here. You know, we've got a great pregnancy care center here in Lexington, and they have just been doing their baby bottle collection campaign, and you know, a lot of churches pass those out. I know my one of my daughters was excited to get to fill it up with change and turn it into church on Father's Day this past Sunday, and then we're blessed here at where our office is actually a collection point, and so we've been hearing some of the volunteers of the pregnancy care centers collect all this change, and so it's just been kind of a
work environment, right?
Yes. Well, no, but I mean, it's really been an audio reminder of the important work that the pregnancy care centers. But again, why is June Life Month, Greg? Because, Saturday, June 24th, tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of one of the most important Supreme Court decisions. This was in the Dobbs case. This was a pro-life case that came out of the state of Mississippi, where the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. And, just to remind folks, Roe was, from my opinion, the most egregious Supreme Court decision in the history of our nation, directly led to 65 million plus unborn children being killed in the womb. And it was so, there's so much I could reflect and share on. I was blessed to be able, with many other pro-life advocates from across the nation, to be at the Supreme Court when the oral arguments were being heard on that case prior to decision, and really just so much faithful work and prayer and engagement on so many fronts, on the policy front, the advocacy side, which, we've been involved in, on the legal side, on the winning hearts and minds side and meeting the needs of women, just so much has gone into the moment that it was experienced. So we just encourage folks to take time to remember that, to thank the Lord if age appropriate, talk to your kids about it. These are big moments in our nation's history where, we were headed and had been headed down a wrong path, and the Lord opened up an opportunity to course correct. And as you and I have talked about, Greg, for the last year, really, there's been a lot that's gone on here in Kentucky and across the country since then. We are just now in phase two of the battle. What the Supreme Court did was they righted an egregious wrong. They recognized something that we've always known. There is no right to kill your unborn child hidden within the U.S. Constitution or any other state constitution for that matter.
Hidden anywhere.
But they have returned the ability of states to be the ones to decide this issue for now. And so this has become a state-by-state battle. And boy, have we seen that play out across the nation.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to talk about that a little more. I've got a couple of things I want to reiterate. You're right, Assurance Pregnancy Center here. I was actually had the privilege of being on their board back in the early 2000s. Yeah. And one of my former players when I coached basketball is the one who runs their men's and father's ministry there now. Yeah, Aaron Bullock. So I want to give a shout out to Aaron and to Rhonda and Janet Harris and others there. So when I actually did the Abstinence Until Marriage program, that was our office for years right out of there. We were out of that office there at Assurance. It was called Women for Life at that time. The other thing is this, David, it's interesting. Biblically speaking, we know that there are seven sevens, Sabbaths, in the years. And after the 49th year, which was last year, and it got overturned. This year is the year of Jubilee.
Yeah.
It really is. So on the 23rd of January, we weren't celebrating, they weren't celebrating on the other side more abortion it had been overturned. And now with June is Life Month and tomorrow is the 1 year anniversary, we're starting to move in the right direction. And we ask for God's grace in all that because we need it. As you said, moving forward with more battles on a state by state level.
Yeah.
So we're doing that. You know, there's another thing, on a couple of things that have been decided with that. I know you talked about the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. They had a decision, and then the trigger ban. Would you fill our listeners in on that?
So, you know, there's obviously been a lot that's gone on here in Kentucky since Roe was overturned. But, you know, the important things to remind folks and to continue to be thankful for is every single pro-life law that the legislature has passed, and they have passed a lot of pro-life laws over the last several years, is now in effect and still in effect.
Yes.
That includes the trigger ban that essentially prohibits all abortion in Kentucky.
Went into effect once Roe was overturned.
Roe was overturned, there was a legal challenge to that has played out, went up to the Kentucky Supreme Court, also the heartbeat bill. The Supreme Court earlier this year essentially kind of upheld the heartbeat law. They're still going to probably be, there was some procedural issues, standing issues, not to get in too far into the weeds. We expect that there's going to continue to be a new challenge or an ongoing challenge on the trigger law. But as we sit here right now, it is still in effect. And it, Greg, what you alluded to, mentioned was there was also this pro-life omnibus bill, HB3, that was passed in the 2022 session that had several important provisions. One of those had to do with banning the chemical abortion, the mail order abortion pill, and some regulations related to that here in Kentucky. That had been challenged in federal court, and we just got the news last week in our Attorney General's office has been doing a great job, you know, defending that law.
Yes.
The Sixth Circuit has dismissed that case, again, in light of the Dobbs decision. So just another important thing to know that all the pro-life provisions and there was essentially six different pro-life laws in one have went into effect. So all that's to say, we have a lot to be thankful for here in Kentucky.
Yeah.
We have a lot to work still to do. We have hearts and minds to win still on this issue. And as we know, you know, in other states, the situation has been, we've seen up and downs. We've seen states like California and New York who now have really, you know, in other states are going all in to promote abortion, you know.
Yes.
And so the battle is continuing, but I do think this is an important moment to thank the Lord, to be reminded of just the thankfulness that Roe was overturned, and to be thankful the fact that abortion has been illegal in Kentucky for almost a year.
Yeah. And we had some numbers on that.
Yes. Well, I mean,
the
so
before,
there was the year before, you know, 4,400 unborn children had been killed. You know, some of these numbers now are hard to match up, but we have every expectation that there's been thousands of lives that have been saved since that. And we praise the Lord for that.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, David. Thanks again for being with us. And I just want to remind you, you can get information at KentuckyFamily.org. Take action, if you will. Also at loveandlordship.com, find out more about our ministry. And Monday, I will continue with the One Another series that we've been doing on how we are to fulfill the second greatest command and love others as we love ourselves. Thank you for joining us. Thanks always for your prayers. Thanks to the Lord in every situation. Have a great day and God bless in Christ. Now stay tuned for Bill Reeser, my good friend Bill Reeser, and Encounter. Great teaching on discipleship and walking with the Holy Spirit. And then another great friend at 1245, Greg Horn, and Hope is here. You'll want to listen to him as well. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.